welcome into Market Abilities. And, you know, this is a place where we just tackle those hard-hitting topics. Like, I think our last guest talked about having difficulties in the bathroom, how that keeps you from, you know, running your business effectively.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I actually wanted to say this, but I wasn't on the podcast last time.
Yes, okay.
Is that, you know, a lot of your business can be ran from the phone.
From the toilet.
And so you can bring your phone with you. Actually, that's about half the reason I go in there, is just to be on my phone.
Well, that's why your stuff is crappy. Da-da-da. Oh, it's a thumbs down from Rob. Okay, never mind.
That was rude.
I giggled.
Okay, listen, so we were having a conversation around the conference table slash workspace. And we quickly discovered that content creators are different in this way. So for me, it did start out with the video production, just telling a really great story. But later, very quickly actually, I realized that we needed to take that content and make our clients money, like a lot of money, to continue the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then Emily jumped in with... Here's Emily, everybody. Emily Marlowe.
I feel like there are two different types of content creators. There are some that are strictly transactional. They're here for a paycheck. And then there's some who care about actually telling the story.
But how many care about the monetary exchange going both ways?
That's debatable.
It is. See, that's tough. I think that's... That's a really difficult question, I think.
I think people have you could call it like field of dreams disease.
Okay.
Where it's if you build it, they will come.
Okay.
And that's just not true. You have to do the work of getting it in front of people for them to actually come.
You do.
Yeah.
And many of our team members here at Growing Media, they've shared that they really like a front of house person, if you will, or that's kind of my role is, you know, I like to say I've done a little bit of everything. But very quickly, the contractors shared they don't want to deal with the clients. They just want to make the content. And then, of course, they're willing to react when we have analytics or insights of, you know, this performed well, this didn't. How can we tweak this? So I don't know. I just, for me, and somebody who's trying to, you know, manage a group of people, I guess, you think about things like, we better make this client a lot of money to keep this going, you know, this relationship. And I'm happy to say in our, I don't know, 14 years together at Growing Media, our retention rate is through the roof. I mean, it's we keep our clients happy. We understand that we have to make you money for this relationship to continue. And I just think it's worked out very well.
Yeah. And there's even clients that I feel like we've had that had to tell us to stop because they couldn't deal with all the business that they were receiving.
We have had that. And it blows my mind because then you have the McDonald's of the world and the Nikes of the world. It's like they don't stop.
Right. Yeah. It's all about people's ability to scale and willingness to scale.
Yeah, that's true.
And find good people to work with or work for them.
So you were talking about you've got a friend up in New York. We'll use him for an example here. Really good job at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Charges, you know, a decent amount, makes a nice living. But essentially, he goes in, performs his role, which could be photography, videography, and just walks away. And like, here you go. Here's the product. And that's worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that how he's doing that? Or
yes. But that is kind of missing an opportunity, you know, because you don't get the chance to see how that content's performing for your client. And therefore, you can't make adjustments to your own work.
Oh, so well said. Yeah. That's a great way to look at it is... If you don't follow the work and you don't know how it performs, how do you better yourself? And then how do you ensure that relationship is able to continue because the content really worked, you know?
Yeah, because, and it's, honestly, it's, you're doing a disservice to yourself.
Yeah.
In that sort of aspect, because it's like, if you wanted to get more work, then you need to know what does well so that you can confidently go into your next shoot, your next session, whatever it is, being like, hey, I know that these things are working really, really well right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then once people get more results, they're going to review you to more people and so on. Mm-hmm. And so you're actually hurting, not only hurting your client, but you're actually hurting yourself for longevity in business.
And I think this runs, let's use your, and she recently went back to, she's kind of addicted to Fashion Week and shooting Fashion Week.
Very true.
But, you know, let's apply it now to other industries. Those designers, mm-hmm. they're looking to see which magazines write about their, you know, clothing, correct. Who's yeah. wearing it, mm-hmm. what are people saying about it, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. How else would they follow that? And how else would they know this was a hit, this was a flop? Mm-hmm. I wonder how they gauge that, or what are they looking at?
I feel like a huge thing is just going to be setting up, you know, your Google alerts or looking at who's all hitting on your website in mm-hmm. order to know not only how popular you are in the keywords, but then also how are those keywords translating into sales?
Mm. Very good. Yeah. And if people are asking to wear your clothing, you know, right. the next season, or your dresses, or buying things off. See, I don't, that rich people problems. I don't really have that. You know, what are you buying off the runway? I'll get it when it gets to Ross or Marshall's.
Listen, I'm an avid thrifter.
I love thrifting. Those people do a great job. So, okay, let's move on, because I can tell you're not digging the fashion. What's another industry that essentially would have to live and die by the same rule? Maybe like an outfitter. Somebody, say they come here to Southern Illinois mm-hmm. and they sell a duck hunt or a deer hunt. And those are very, very expensive, right?
Correct.
What are they going to do post hunt to ensure it was a success?
They're going to go review the results. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. But if they don't, somebody may yeah. decide, or somebody may have poached them. That was a term I chose to use yeah. there for the next season. Say, hey, yeah. come to mine up the road. Mm-hmm. So they've got to form that relationship too, right?
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. Well, and it's the thing of, like, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and yeah. it's slowly getting worse and things are not doing well and you don't do something different, then I think you're just going crazy a little bit.
That's insanity.
Yeah, insanity.
Right.
Right.
Well, a big compliment to us here. And you know what? If you can apply this to your business, when fellow content creators, agency owners mm-hmm. stop in and they want to take maybe a page from your playbook and say, you know, it looks like, because I think the way we built our company, and I'm sure a lot of companies are set up this way, residuals, the highs and lows are too frightening for me. I just mm-hmm. like the nice little, you know, let's work together, little retainer mm-hmm. structure here where we just continue to create for you in place. Yeah. But then those other guys have done very well with the, you know, sticker shock mm-hmm. approach.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, the thing is if you have a relationship with someone in order to build those residuals, I mean, you have the months prior experience to build off of.
That's right. See?
Yeah. I think
Emily?
It's
been in New York.
It's ultimately, I think, what the customer ultimately wants, mm-hmm. right? It's like, do you want consistent growth, or do you want to do these explosive things every year where you go hard for a few months and then you're going to do the same thing the next year? Because some people want to do that. Some people don't want to be constantly grinding year after year. They want to grind for just a little bit and go as hard as they possibly can for a period amount of time and then rest.
They
and
do.
I don't really recommend that.
No.
Because I mean, it can work, and it does work for some people. But if you can find a good, like, middle ground where you're going pretty hard and you're getting consistent growth. Mm-hmm. And I always find, like, the slow growth in most industries is usually better.
It is.
Because you're usually better at building relationships.
Yeah.
And depending on your type of business, relationships are going to be king for most businesses.
Yeah.
You know, as someone whose family has a seasonal business, I can speak to that, because you basically have to rebuild your audience every
100%.
Year. And so that's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, why would you want to, if you have the opportunity, if you are year round, why would you want to do that to yourself?
Right. I've always said it's the momentum killer, you know, and I have a hard time, just because, again, I take everybody's dollar so seriously, you know, like, how am I going to convert this for them? And how am I going to give them a return on their investment? I always tell people, unless you're going to stay the course, number one, really don't get in. Number two, rather than pulling all the way back like you're talking about, the conversation that I've found myself in lately is, dude, you don't have to do it all. Like, right. get someone and maybe use this time, you know, when you're doing really well, find that other person who can step in for you if you do need that rest period or whatever, you know, continue to make your money, continue to thrive in your industry. And you don't have to be your industry solely.
Right.
you know, get some help, or because I think the stops and starts are detrimental and I think they're really, really costly. Yeah. What is it? An object in motion stays in motion, right. But the stops and starts can just kill you, man. Yeah.
Well, you're going to stress out more. You know, I mean, if you, for example, if you're a dog groomer, then you need to focus on your dog grooming business. If you have someone like us that can worry about your analytics and worry about what your content needs to do,
yeah,
then you can give yourself a period of rest just by not having to worry about that.
100%. And you know what? You can say, hey, pull back this month. I like that word. And that's what I usually tell our clients. I'm like, let's slow it a little bit. You know, like for instance, colleges, when we were promoting colleges, right before the registration period, let's go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. When the students are already enrolled and, you know, they've got good numbers and they're assessing how they did, slow a little bit, you know, pull back your mainstream buy or whatever, your digital spend. So I think that's something to take into consideration, because the worst thing to have happen is you get confident enough and you slow down and man, you never really regain that speed you had before.
You just lose momentum and then you have to build it back up.
Yeah.
And so you're actually having to start grinding again, even though whenever you were doing things consistently, you weren't necessarily grinding. You were just doing the things consistently and it was growing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now you have to go back to that. Oh, I got to build this back up.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of effort. And speaking back to what Emily said about the person wanting to just run the business and not worry about the marketing,
right,
is because you need to really hone in on the things that actually give you energy and not the things that you have to put effort into. Because the more things you have to put effort into, or like it feels like you have to put a lot of effort into, it's just draining your energy.
Yeah.
But if like running the business gives you energy, then do that and then hire out or delegate or get rid of, depending on what it is, all the other things, because then you're going full throttle into the thing that's giving you energy and that's only going to grow your business.
And that's what I tell people too. It's like, if you do enjoy marketing, which I've found, we've had a lot of clients who I really think if they could go back, they would change their major, you know, and they would be marketing majors now. When we say take over or manage or handle, it's only because, like you guys said, you need to be running your business, but there's nothing to say in those times when you can pull back a little bit, when you can relax. We love to meet with the owners. Yeah. We love to spend time with you. We love to conceptualize with you. You know, we love to hear your vision and then imagine having a vision and having it being brought, you know, to fruition. And it was just like, oh, that was magical, you know, because finally you did have that time to talk. Because a lot of times we're all going 100 miles an hour. There's no time to really think. It's like, trust it and let's go. And then we got to live with the consequences. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, time, I guess time management. And then again, you know, the reason that we started this podcast today is just sometimes searching out the heart of the person working for you. Find out where they are in the grand scheme of things. And then you make the decision of who you want to work with. But personally, I'd want someone who's really guarding my money and making sure that every dollar works for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone who is okay with being held accountable.
Yeah. Oh, man. And that was scary when we first started this. I remember standing there. How did we do for you last month? How did we do for you last quarter? You know, and too many times people rush to have you sign a contract and spend X amount of dollars. They never come back for the follow-up. Yeah. You know, how much money did I make you in that process? Right. Mm-hmm. And that's so important, because you got to have that balance or it's not going to be something that you can continue moving forward, which is needed. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. All right, man, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. You know, all the stuff we have to manage and people, I mean, I got to go.
Where are you going?
I got to get off here.
Angie.
What? All right. I know. Okay. Do you want to say anything else? And then we've got to give him this final last weird word where he thinks that he's encouraging everybody to do something. It's been fun for you, I think, seeing how different people in different facets of the industry, how they're all working their craft.
Oh, very much so. I've really benefited from, I know you saw my social post the other day. I have really benefited from others sharing their experience with me. Mm-hmm. And so,
that's a fun way to do it, because then you don't have to make the mistakes. You can hear from them, you know,
right.
You can avoid those pitfalls.
Right.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah. All right. Look at him. Here he goes. What? Pondering. He's thinking.
I am thinking.
Are you looking at my, I think I have an eyelash that's coming off. Did you guys notice?
No, those are real.
I would be more concerned about it at that point then.
All right, what is it?
I just want to encourage everybody to take 5 to 10 minutes every morning before you leave your house.
Don't say it.
And decide who you want to be that day.
Oh, good. Okay, I love that. I thought you were going to come full circle and say, spend some time on the toilet.
Oh, well, I mean, no, most people just, do that anyway, but...
Who do you want to be?
Need the prompt.
Yeah. Who do you want to be that day? Because I think a lot of the times we wake up and we just start our day and we don't ever take any conscious thought of... Who do I want to be in this situation that I'm having today? Like whether it's work, whether it's being with your family, what's the type of person I want to be?
See, you did well. I'm proud of you.
No, you were just thinking I was going to make a poop joke.
I know, I did. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. This is Market Abilities, produced by Growing Media. We could do the same thing for you. It's a customizable podcast studio. So if you're interested, just look us up and we'll take care of you. Take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.